yourself a couple extra minutes to get the ice off the windshield this morning. It is a rather cool 19 degrees here at the radio station. Good morning. We've reached midweek Wednesday. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK. Colville Mayor Jack Smith was the guest speaker at the Chamber of Commerce meeting that held here in Colville yesterday. Here are some of the comments about the city budget from Smith's presentation.
I'll try and let you know what's going on in the city last year and looking forward to the coming year. First, I'm going to talk to you about the city budget for 2023 and 2024. Second, I'll talk to you about each of the departments in turn and giving you highlights from last year and what we can expect in the upcoming year from those departments. Third, I'll discuss a couple of issues that kind of transcend what we call business as usual and the kind of things we're keeping our eye on for the future. So first of all, the total budget for both 2023 and 2024 each year is a little bit over $23 million. We have a biennial budget, so we don't do it every year, we do it every 2 years. So we budgeted conservatively, staying within our revenue projections. And the good news, in all five areas of our revenue collection for 2022, the city met or exceeded our budget projections. So just for example, for our property tax, we were at 102%. Sales tax, 124%. Utility taxes, 105%. Water, 101%. And sewer, 100%. So historically, that almost never happens. The one big one out of that is the sales tax. That was the big overachiever. There was over $400,000 additional sales tax collected. I don't know how that happens. This has been happening for a couple of years, but it's okay. We'll take it. So the net effect of that is the city has a surplus of over $500,000. So one of the things we tried to address in the new budget was some significant staffing issues we had with part-time and seasonal positions. It was just very hard to fill these positions, and if you're hiring these days, you may have noticed the same thing. It's hard to get and retain good people.
Some of the comments from Jack Smith at the chamber meeting.
Experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
It is a charity dinner and auction. It's coming up for the Kettle Falls Rotary Saturday at the Ag Trade Center. Here's more on that.
This is John Ridlington, Kettle Falls Rotary Club. We have the annual dinner and auction coming up this weekend, February 18th, Saturday. Tickets will be available at the door, $35 a piece. It'll be a fun night. We have ukulele band playing. We have a magic show. We have pickleball demonstration, trivia, and lots of things to look at and bid on and go. And it's being catered by Brown Boys because you got to be authentic Hawaiian. And what's more authentic than Brown Boys? Doors open at 4. Get there early. Dinner will be served at 6, but don't wait that long. Everything the Rotary Club does is a fundraiser other than doing the work. What I want you to know about Rotary Club here is 100% of what we earn on these things, 100% goes back to serving the community and our fellow people here. 100%. You find an organization that does more than that. It can't be more than that. We have done so many things in the area communities and what we support and do. It's being held at the Ag Trade Center right there in Colville. Like I say, doors open at 4 o'clock. Dinner is served at 6. Don't be late. Tickets will be available at the door. $35 a ticket to come in. There'll be lots of things to bid on and do and lots of fun there. But it'll be a fun time for Valentine's, and get out your grass skirts, your flowered shirts, and your coconuts.
All right, there you have it. It's going to be a fun time Saturday night. Gets underway 4 in the afternoon Saturday down at the Ag Trade Center. It's a Hawaiian luau there. Yeah, Brown Boys will have some good food, no doubt. And be ready for the auction. Good dinner. tickets available if you want to get them ahead of time over at the Old Apple Warehouse in Kettle Falls.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Caldwell.
A reminder here about invasive species introduction prevention. Department of Fish and Wildlife has tips for people to keep in mind. It is the question of the week.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Barenberg with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Police. February 28 to March 4 is both National Invasive Species Awareness Week as well as the Washington Invasive Species Week. So I want to remind you of a few steps you can take to help prevent the spread of invasive species in our area. We are fortunate to have Lake Roosevelt right in our backyard here in Northeast Washington. It offers all kinds of recreational opportunities from fishing and boating to paddling and camping, and gives us some pretty amazing sunsets. In order to keep the river pretty, though, we as users have some responsibilities. Please take a few minutes every time you remove your boat, kayak, or paddleboard from the water to clean, drain, and dry it. This prevents plants and other invasive species from clinging to your watercraft until it gets to the next body of water. If you launch the Kettle Falls Marina, you can use the new Clean, Drain, and Dry station that was installed last fall, commonly known as the CD3 unit. These machines look like a large soda machine, but are actually a user-operated vacuum system. These free systems include a wet-dry vac, blower, and hand tools, and even lights for when you launch or take your craft out of water after dark. It just takes a few minutes to use the brush to clean plants off your boat and trailer and vacuum water out of the areas where it doesn't automatically drain. Invasive species can also spread via land. Here are a few more ways to prevent their spread. Don't landscape with invasive plants. Clean your hiking and fishing gear. Burn firewood where you find it, if possible, to avoid introducing invasive insects to new areas. Never dump unwanted aquarium plants or animals from water gardens into lakes or streams. Invasive species cost millions of dollars a year to control and can destroy our natural environments and kill off native species. A few extra minutes spent now to prevent their spread is a major investment in our future. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There'll be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
Tune in to the news Wednesdays at 7, 8, noon, and 5 for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Question of the Week. Email your questions on fish, wildlife, habitat, hunting, and more to communications@dfw.wa.gov. Or you can call 509-563-5495 and leave us your question. We'll answer one question every Wednesday.
It's kind of a big meeting tonight for the Chihuahua City Council. Sunshine Disposal, they have made a proposal to take over the garbage service in Chihuahua. They're offering the city $500,000 for their three trucks, all the toters, the dumpsters, everything related to the garbage service. Well, the city council in Chihuahua invites public comment to tonight's meeting. Gets underway at 6:30, Chihuahua City Council Chambers. Now, Chihuahua's got a real nice garbage truck, almost new truck, like $400,000 just for that truck. So if you want to see the new truck and see what some of the city and Sunshine are trying to do, you can be there. They're going to have that new truck for everybody to see. It's going to be sitting there at City Hall starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Be there till about 7 o'clock. But they want your voice to be heard. It's kind of one-time deal. If a city gets rid of all their infrastructure, their trucks, their totes, their dumpsters, they'll just be out of the garbage business, and it'll be, you know, whatever Sunshine wants after that. So if you want to take a look at the new truck and see what the offer is and what the city would get out of it, you can make comments at tonight's city council meeting in Chihuahua, 6:30. That's at the council chambers. Yesterday was election day for special election things. The Evergreen School District, a operations levy, 87 voted yes. That's 59.59%. 59 voted no, just over 40%. For Kettle Falls, a replacement levy, 683 yes votes, 55%. 552 no votes, 45%. Kettle Falls, a replacement capital levy. This is security, technology, infrastructure. 741 voting yes, 59.95%. 495 voting no, 40%. And the new pool in Kettle Falls, they should have no issues maintaining it because 75% voted yes on the property tax levy, 6-year levy for the Upper Columbia Pool District. It was a 24.5% voting no. Now, of course, there will be more votes still to be counted, but those are the numbers from the count last night for those issues.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning treatments that add value to the forests for people, products, and the environment. We are currently purchasing saw logs, ton wood, chipwood, and also timberland. Contact Vaughan Brothers today at 509-684-5071. Or for more information, go to www.vaughanbrothers.com.
It's going to be high school basketball starting at 3:30 this afternoon. Colville girls at 3:30. The boys will play right after the girls game. Also be on 92.1 KCRK. Colville playing down at West Valley. That in the Spokane Valley. Tomorrow night on KCVL, Oregon State takes on the Cougars down in Pullman. It'll be a 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off. Sunday, Oregon takes on the Cougars in Pac-12 basketball, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock tip-off. That for Washington State men's basketball. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Habitat for Humanity store at 480 North Main. They're open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Wednesday, it's customer appreciation day, 25% off store wide for everyone at the Habitat thrift store. 36 the high this afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy, back down to 19 overnight. 38 the high tomorrow, 23 the low Thursday night. Partly sunny, 39 on Friday, 23 Friday night. 39 the high Saturday, 22 Saturday night. Possibility of late afternoon or overnight rain, possibly turning to snow on Sunday. President's Day coming up on Monday, a slight chance of a little rain, a high of 42, low of 24, 37 the high on Tuesday. Habitat for Humanity store, they are taking walk-in donations from 9 till noon. Call 684-2319, and you can get all the information on that. No wind this morning. We are back to high pressure in the area. The barometer up at 30.38. It's kind of chilly. 19 degrees midweek Wednesday. I'm Eric Carpenter, 25 past 7 at KCVL, KCRK.